He bana beso ka je ke re bua ka tabena ya Magalis Water, Crocodile West Catchment Areas le Water Resource Management Strategy, re bua le professor. Go fe background nyana ngwane so ba re Magalis Water, which is in an entity of the Department of Water and Sanitation, has been appointed to implementing agent for the Water Resource Management Strategy in respect of Crocodile West Catchment Area, which includes Hartbeespoort Dam. The appointment is for 3-year period and it includes Magalis Water iling motlamedi wa metsi ya la utla e bana beso he ke tsantsa ke le fantsa ona jwale likutletse empa ke tla utla ka ding jwale he a re bua ka tantho tsena di period the 3-year period and this includes safeguarding of improved water access and quality for all users. The review of implement the Hartbeespoort Dam integrated biological remediation program and implement the local Hartbeespoort Dam resource management plan in terms of section 116 of the National Water Act. Development potential business models in the light of circular economy, waste beneficiation and waste valorization models concept. The dam suffered severe eutrophication in 2003 resulting from high phosphate and nitrate concentrations in the Crocodile River. The major inflow, the primary pollution resource are industrial and domestic effluent from Gauteng. The catchment area includes the Bruma Lake in the Jaske River and the Centurion Lake in the Hennenskops River. The extreme level of eutrophication is evident in excessive growth of microscopic algae and cyanobacteria and macrophages such as water hyacinths. Talk more about the details about Magalis Water role in the Crocodile River West River area, including the Hartbeespoort Dam. We are joined on the line by Dr. Van Hangale Masindi, who is the Research Development Manager at Magalis Water. La uka khola le mametse bana be so he ka je ke re bua le ka kapa motho ona ke doctor ke professor e jwale he ke tlo buisana le ona ka ona mathata le ngo re kopana le ona ka mona matamong a rona jwale ha ke la itse ba hartis bana be so le na le wa bona matamo ka mona hartis le ding bana be so ke mathata man e tsama ka mana gwa tlo enjoy di poutu tsa rona jwale he e re qetela bile re sa khone lo kena hantle re sesa monate jwale because hey ha se ntse na senya le dikepe e ke mathata ngwaniso ka re ke mathata hm.
Good afternoon, Prof. Afternoon, how are you?
I'm all right, sir, and how are you?
No, I'm all good.
I'm fine. I welcome you to Madibeng FM. As we are joined with us, we're talking about, we have one thing that we're very proud in Madibeng. We're talking about Hartbeespoort Dam, Prof. But yes, we've got a lot of worries. We've got a lot of questions that we want to find out. But first, let me... my listeners know who's Professor Malindi. Just give us a little bit background about yourself.
Professor Masindi is the Research and Development Manager in Magalis Water. He is also the Project Manager for the Hartbeespoort Dam Remediation Program.
Welcome, sir. Thank you very much. It's a Friday. I know, I'm not going to take much of your time. And now, Prof, just to get to business, how did Magalis Water get appointed as an implementing agent for the Department of Water and Sanitation?
There was a solicitation of the call for the entities to present a turnaround strategy regarding the situation that we are prevailing or we're experiencing at the Hartbeespoort Dam. Which is the enrichment of the dam with nutrients and the infestation of the dam with aquatic plants. So we crafted a proposal that is explicitly tailored to address the specific needs of the dam. We presented the proposal to the department, and after our presentation, then we received an appointment letter from the Department of Water and Sanitation.
Okay, then what was the process that Magalis Water subjected, including the approval of the Water Resource Management Strategy?
Oh, the process is that we after the presentation, we crafted the implementation plan, which is a business plan or a work plan. And after that work plan, we presented it to the shareholder, which is the Department of Water and Sanitation. And after the approval, then we started implementing the project in the dam. And the project had nine pillars or nine objectives, which are tailored in a way that they are going to address specific work streams within the remediation program.
Now, to the layman like me, I just want to know, what are the actual challenges in the Crocodile West catchment area, including the Hartebeespoort Dam?
So basically what is happening in the Hartebeespoort Dam and the upper side of Crocodile West is that there's enrichment of the system with the nutrients. And mainly what is happening is that the upstream activities, the problem is not really in the dam, the problem is upstream of the dam.
Oh.
So upstream catchment activities, they are low in nutrients.
Yeah.
The specific is the wastewater treatment facilities, legal and illegal, and they are introducing effluents that are not compliant, and those effluents are rich in nutrients. And those nutrients, when they get into an aquatic ecosystem, they create conditions that are conducive for the growth of aquatic plants.
Oh, wow. Okay. Now, from Mokgaliso Water's perspective, how many municipalities within your area of operation benefit as a consumers?
No, it's a lot, because now we are operating in Northwest, so all the municipalities in Northwest are benefiting from Mokgaliso Water. Yes, and also from this project as well, the downstream users, our main plant, the biggest plant in Mokgaliso Water, which is Falcorp, supplies the area of Western Bay and the whole of Northwest.
Yeah.
Some part of Northwest, to be specific, is abstracting water from the very same system that we are treating upstream, which is the Hartebeespoort Dam.
Yes.
Yes.
No, lovely.
So there's this interconnection between the two.
Yeah. No,
yes.
I get it. Then what has the Mokgaliso Water done to date in the catchment, and what are some of the key success to date?
So far, what I would say is that in the dam, we managed to cap the growth of aquatic plants to less than 13%, although our quest is to maintain it at less than 5%. We also managed to fingerprint the catchment and also identify the potential sources of pollution within the catchment.
Yeah.
We know who are the perpetrators in the catchment and what are the problematic contaminants that we should look after.
Yeah.
And if we really want to turn around the situation in the dam, so we need to be cognizant of that. And the technologies that we implement in the dam as well, they should be designed or crafted in a way that they are going to tackle those type of contaminants. So we have done the catchment assessment. We know what is coming into the dam, and we know the perpetrators within the catchment.
Yeah. Now, what needs to be done in order to preserve the catchment and the catchment and the Hartebeespoort Dam?
So actually, what needs to be done is that the municipal wastewater treatment facilities or wastewater treatment facilities needs to optimize their systems. We have to embark into process audit just to understand what is happening in the unit processes and what is it that is making them not to comply, not to discharge their friends that are compliant. And if they could identify the problem, then they need to optimize their processes. After optimization, the effluents will be compliant, and the whatever that they emit or discharge into the receiving aquatic ecosystem will be compliant. Then we're not going to have a problem of nutrients eutrophication into our system, because nutrients serve as food for aquatic plants. And you see they grow in a very fast rate in the dam when nutrients are available.
Yeah. Wow.
Yes.
No, thank you very much, Prof. You know, like, I've learned a lot because I always wondered, like, you know, why is our dam having challenges with the dam and all that? But now you have explained, now I understand. I know you get some of the private sectors, might get some of the communities wants to contribute to assisting or volunteering at the dam. Is there an opportunity like that?
Yes, through our stakeholder engagement department, we have ways in which we are engaging different stakeholders interested in affected parties.
Yeah.
And we're going to be communicating as Mokgaliso Water, trying to reach out to people, those who are interested and those who are affected, and find ways in which we could incorporate them into the project, find a way in which they could also have a say in the project and also get updated of the progress that we've made thus far as an organization. And the planned intervention measures.
Yeah. Oh, definitely.
That will be done through our stakeholder engagement department.
I'm glad that you said that, because like we had a lot of inquiries, people will want to volunteer or even to donate to clean up the dam or just to keep the dam, because many of our black brothers here, they want to have access to the dam because we are proud of our dam, but yet, you know, we kind of like worry a lot if we see the dam. Sometimes there's too much hyacinths. Now we want to contribute, you know, not even to make money, but I'm talking about just to contributing money to maybe to get someone to clean up the dam, you know, because this is where we're having fun. This is a place that attracts a lot of people from other provinces to come to our province.
Yes, that's true. And I think through that initiatives, we have a framework for stakeholder engagement, the interested and affected parties, including the proponents as well.
Yeah.
They are going to be engaged, and we're going to set up an online platform whereby we're going to be communicating everything, including the request for information and those who would want to donate. We have a framework that we have developed through our stakeholder engagement department. I believe that information will reach everyone within our area of operation. And those who are interested in what is happening in the HPS sport today.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Prof, for making time. Have a good weekend, sir.
No, thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Bana se le kutletse he ke na prof a tlhalosa hantle jwa le he le rona le hore lena le di inquiries bana be so le batla go fumana ho lo le ka fonela na magaliso water customer care nomore bona ke 0860 000 720 ke a peter hape ke 0860 000 720 o re ka ba romela email ka mane customerservices@magaliswater.co.za e ska le bala bana be so ho a re ba email mo hape mo info@magaliswater.co.za o kana go ba romela le molaetsa ka WhatsApp mo 083-744-3971 ke Peter hape bana beso 083-744-3971 nanga ikupela fela mo ba mamedi ba rona he le ka mana ba le go ba dula ka mana matamo bana beso a re kipe matamo rona clean man re tlo lentse re latlhela dilo ka mana matamo man e wa tseba tla nentse re senya matamo wa tseba re latlhela dilo bana beso re itsinyetsa ka go metsi ana at the end of the day ke metsi leng hore a tlamile a nwe ke rona a ke rwa bona e ha ke ne ka bona ngwane so ha go tla mona re tswela pele he ka na 326 to drive
Magalis Water e supilo ke le fapha la bosetshaba la metsi le kgelelo leswe go tsereganya mo kgwetlong e male bana le kgotlhelego ya moedi wa Crocodile West Catchment e o ya garetsang Hartbeespoort Dam Magalis Water e samagane le go ntsha semela sa Hyacinth le go tokafatsa seemo sa metsi go netefatsa fa ikonomi ya selegae e tsusulodiwa le go rotloetsa bojanala na le seabe mme o se kgotlhele tikologo somarela tikologo ya gago mme o netefatse gore Hartbeespoort e tla bo e santse e le teng dingwaga tse dingwe tse di lekgolo tse o di latelang molaetsa ono o tlisediwa ke Magalis Water motlamedi wa ditirelo tsa metsi le kgelelo leswe yo o itlhomileng kwa pele mo Aforika Borwa.